So my name is Fernanda Orsi. I'm a physician, a hematologist here in Brazil, and I've been treating patients with TTP for 20 years now, and I'm here with Dr. Guillermo Quintero from Colombia, and we are going to talk a little bit about the reality of TTP diagnosis in South America. So hello, Dr. Quintero, please tell us where do you work and how often do you see patients with TTP?
Dr. Fernanda, it's a pleasure to be here with you. I'm from Bogota, Colombia. I'm a hematologist at the Fundación Santa Fe de Bogota and this university. I'm working with the PTT patients since almost 20 years ago. And it's a pleasure in this time to have a better method of diagnosis and obviously more option for treatment for our patients.
Very good. Yeah, very good. So I do work in a university hospital too, and we train both students and hematologists to diagnose and to treat these patients. But yeah, since this is a rare disease, what we do here is to teach them what we've learned from foreign studies, from the studies that came from the US or from Europe. So I just want to know if the reality there in Colombia is the same, or if you have local data about these patients, if you have local incidence of the disease or the outcomes of the patients. Do you have local evidence about how TTP is the manifestations of the disease among people in Colombia?
We don't have too much information to we have in our center. We have only data for almost 8 patients since 20 years. We are working at the community of hematologists to build a registry to have the more present data about PTT in Colombia. We hope that we can create this this registry, and then we have more precise data of PTT in Colombia.
Yeah, it's the same here in Brazil. We are working now on creating a TTP registry of Brazilian patients. And actually here in my institution, we have about 3 to 4 cases per year. So we've collected more than 50 patients now in the last 15 years. But we don't have regional data. We don't know exactly what is the incidence of TTP here in our region. We live in the southeast of Brazil, but we don't know what is TTP incidence in the entire country is the same. But we are working a group of hematologists from all regions of Brazil. We are working together trying to start this registry. And I think it's very important because although worldwide, it's described that the cases of TTP, they vary from 1 to 4 cases per million people per year. I think we have pretty much the same incidence here too, but we don't know because what we have here is that patients with TTP, their diagnosis is late. Sometimes it takes like days or weeks for the patient to be diagnosed as TTP patient. But we have a lot of infectious disease here. So the presentation, the clinical presentation is mixed with other infections, and we also mixed with other hematological or neurological diseases. So it's hard for the general physician to think of TTP. And when they think of TTP, the patient has like 1 week or even more of symptoms and arrive in our hospital with more severe forms of the disease. So the main problem we have now is that the suspicion, TTP suspicion is a late diagnosis. And I don't know if the same that happens there in Colombia, is that the same?
Unfortunately, it's the same. It takes almost 2 weeks to make the diagnosis to the patient. We need to work hard in increase the awareness of the disease in the medical community, in the emergency department, in the intensive care units, with the neurologists, with the nephrologists. We need to work hard to increase the awareness of the disease. Unfortunately, our patients get the diagnosis very late. Someone have need dialysis, or someone and die from the disease because the diagnosis is too late. We make a diagnosis, but basically with the plasmic score, the French score, which are more available for everybody. And absolutely, we need to measure ADAMS 13 activity. In Colombia, 5 to 8 years ago, we didn't have this test. We get this test and we are using it at the beginning. It takes almost 1 week for the result. It's too long, too much time. The patient get deteriorated during this time. Now we can get the diagnosis almost in 24 hours. That's good news for our patient here in Bogota. Maybe in the province, it takes two days or 3 days, but it's more shorter than before. And we have the opportunity to measure the activity of ADAMS 13.
Yeah. The laboratory diagnosis is really a challenging that we face here too. But before plasmic score and before the French score or the laboratory diagnosis, we believe here in Brazil that we have to provide medical education to neurologists and to ER physicians and generalists so they at least can think of TTP. So before plasmic score been applied, how we are here working in this TTP registry, we are working together with the Brazilian Hematology Association to deliver medical education classes to not only hematologists but to the other specialists too. But what do you say to these other specialists? When do they have to suspect TTP? In which cases they have to make a suspicion that patient may have a TTP? How do you work with this medical education? What do you say to them? Because if we think about TTP diagnosis, the first signs are like anemia, thrombocytopenia, and there are a bunch of other diseases that can cause anemia and thrombocytopenia and are more common than TTP. So how do you raise this awareness of TTP among generalists and neurologists in your country? What kind of advice do you give to them?
I think education is very important. We need to make many seminars with every specialty. But I think it's very important to have in every hospital a microangiopathy team in which every one neurologist, one nephrologist, one ER physician, intensive care physician, hematologists, laboratory doctors must be involved in this team. Every person of this team will increase the awareness. I think it's very important to make a rapid and precise diagnosis of microangiopathies. Easy? it sounds very easy when we read the books. It's very easy to make diagnosis, but in the reality, it's not very easy. We need to have tools to make diagnosis correctly.
Yeah, it's true. I always say to my residents and trainings that if you have a patient with hemolytic anemia, which is not immune-mediated anemia and thrombocytopenia, and this patient has any sign of end organ damage, ischemic end organ damage, you may think of TTP. And here in our laboratory, we've asked for them to highlight the presence of exocytes, and there's yes. also a flag of fragmented red cells. So I always I've asked them to highlight the presence of exocytes or fragmented red cells in the report of the peripheral blood. So yeah, that's very interesting. So here now we are after we have this clinical suspicion of TTP, we are applying plasmic score to Adam-TSTR team. Brazil is such a large country, but there's only three laboratories here able to perform the test. So we don't have the results before 24 hours. We have the results within 3 to 7 days. But here in Brazil, I don't know how it works in Colombia, but here in Brazil, about 6 to 7% of the patients are seen in the public health system, and about 20-25% of the patients are seen in a private hospitals. Patients seen in private hospitals, they have more access to these tests, while in the health, the public health system, these tests are not provided. The system doesn't pay for the tests. Is it the same there in Colombia?
Absolutely. This friendship of time is with the support of the industry, of Sanofi, and also and other companies that are interested in the correct diagnosis of micro. These conditions, they need. We understand the emergency of the diagnosis, and at the beginning, when the ADAM13 test was available, it takes almost 1 week because they do the test only a week, and it maybe it can take almost 8 days. If unfortunately your patient arrived after the day they mounted the test. But now, with the support of Sanofi, we have the test every day.
Good.
I think it's very important, this support, because in Colombia, 50% of the population is in the not public, but is the subsidized patients, the poor patients, and nobody can pay for the test, and we need the support of the industry for test to have the diagnosis quickly.
Yeah, and the test is very expensive. Here in Brazil, the test costs like $1,000 per patient. It's very expensive.
Yes. Without the support of the industry, I think the diagnosis we will have less diagnosis, and that's the reason why we don't have many patients, because sometimes in other times 10 years ago maybe we don't have the test, and the diagnosis was only clinically, and we need to act with this diagnosis that there is no certain is not good, not too good.
Yeah, that's what I think too, because either we don't perform the diagnosis because the physicians don't suspect TTP, so they're not aware of TTP, so either we don't have this clinical suspicion or we don't have the laboratory test to confirm. So I think we cannot for sure confirm the incidence of TTP here, because I believe I believe several cases are lost in the middle of this diagnosis difficulties that we have here. Yeah, maybe yes. We have more TTP patients than we think we
yes,
have.
Absolutely. Yes.
Some of them don't even arrive to us.
And I think the true incidence of the disease will increase because we are diagnosing correctly our patient now that we have the test. Before, yeah. we don't have the test. We don't have very good medication. Maybe in the public environment, we don't have access to good medication, rituximab, for example. Indeed, the rituximab is not approved in Colombia for DT, but we use it. With the risk that we cannot reimburse for it, but we recognize the importance of rituximab, for example, and now carbacizumab is a high cost medication, and we need to have a perfect diagnosis to use this medication.
Yeah, now that we are also working on training physicians to diagnose TTP, this is also going to help these patients to come to us and to receive appropriate treatment. Very nice. And
yes,
another question here, another thing that it's important to discuss is, do you have ever seen, or do you have among your patients a patient with congenital TTP?
No, not really. No, all my patients are, I don't know, maybe adult hematologists, but maybe, and we see in our hospital, we don't have too many pediatric patients. All my patients are immune-mediated TTP.
Yeah, I'm an adult hematologist too. We have two cases here in my institution of congenital TTP, and I think it's hard to distinguish these patients. But what we observe here is that these patients with congenital TTP, and actually they are diagnosed mainly in their early years in their childhood, but some of them are diagnosed late. We have a lady who was diagnosed when she was pregnant, and I think this is a common time during the life that the person can develop the first episode of TTP when it's a congenital TTP. And we also have another lady, but she was diagnosed when she was a teenager, and then she was transferred to the adult center when she was 30 years old, if I'm not wrong. But what I see here in Brazil, that it's hard to diagnose TTP, but to diagnose or to think of congenital TTP is even harder. Do you have any clues or any signs within your patients that may raise the suspicion of congenital TTP? Or have you ever thought of one patient having a congenital TTP?
Yes. As mentioned before, I don't have any patient. But if in a younger age, if it's a family cases of microangiopathy, maybe we can diagnose this. But we need to have a more diagnostic tool for congenital TTP. We here in Colombia, I'm not aware of some place when we can make the sequence of the gene. We don't have access to antibodies, IL-13. Maybe in our lab department, we want to develop this test because we recognize the importance to make the correct diagnosis with immune TTP with the presence of the antibodies.
Yeah, here in Brazil, the same laboratories that perform ADAMTS13 activity, they do perform the antibody tests, but there's no laboratory here that perform the genetic test. So it's this genetic tests are not available in a routine basis. So when we suspect of congenital TTP, it's really almost impossible to confirm by genetic tests. I've managed to find laboratories in Europe to send these samples and to try to confirm whether or not it was congenital TTP. But here in Brazil, we have nowadays, we have new rules on protecting patients' data. So it's been harder and harder to get ethical approval to send patient samples to another country. Wow. I don't know if there's the same there in Colombia, but like 10, 5, 15 years ago, it was easier for us to send samples to be evaluated in a foreign laboratory, but now it's been harder and harder to do that because of ethical issues. So when we suspect a patient has a congenital TTP, we already had a DMTS13. We run the antibody testing, but that's all we can do. It's only if we have a research project and we can buy the primers to test the patient's DNA, then we may try to diagnose the patient, but otherwise the patient is the diagnosis, the genetic diagnosis is never confirmed.
Yes, we are creating here in Colombia in our hematology association a group of microangiopathy. And with the registry, we hope to create more initiatives to make a research about genetic tests, about antibodies, because I think the tests are not only important for the diagnosis, but also for the follow yeah. up of the patient. We need to have a sequence mission of the RM13, the levels of antibodies is very important to predict the relapse of the patients.
Yeah, good. That's very good. That's what we are trying to do here, to have this group of TMA, thrombotic microangiopathy research, and to be able to increase the possibilities of diagnosing and treating patients. I think that's it for now. Thank you for this conversation. And I believe you have.
Thank you, Fernanda.
Thank you. It was very nice to meet you.